Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to do podcast number two. And I am titling this podcast, The Shift. And I find it important to do this one early in the series of podcasts because I find that the shift means a lot of things. And as I've dealt over the years with many professionals and parents, I realize, and also youth and children, everyone has to make a shift. And when that shift occurs, how that shift occurs, what instigates that shift, you never really know. But the shift has to occur. And especially dealing with my, my new culture of people where they have not necessarily been receptive of individuals with quote unquote, I call them specific needs. And I say specific because specific is one of those terms that can be applied with everyone. In any situation, in every situation, there is something specific going on. I want to couple the word specific with the idea of the shift. And I'm going to give you a scenario that I did when I was doing a teacher training. And this was a teacher training of early intervention professionals, early professionals. They deal with children from birth to 4 years old. And I presented them with one question during a training. And I said, take your pencil and pen, and I want you to jot down the number of children in your classroom that you feel have specific needs. And as these teachers are not first English speakers, the majority of them, I don't think any of them are, I talked about the word specific and gave them a little insight into my definition and understanding of specific. So I gave them a few minutes and they were thinking, you know, very hard. And then I asked them to tell me how many children in their class they felt had specific needs. Well, they came up with numbers like one or two. Very few of them came up with more than two. And I looked at each and every one of them. I said, I would include every single child in your classroom. And their eyes got pretty large. And then, I saw the light bulb go on. But it took them a few moments to make the shift. And what I mean by that is we have to change our way of thinking. We have to change our way of approaching the strengths and needs of people from birth on through adulthood. And I said, you know, each and every one of us in this room, including myself, we have specific needs. Now, how those needs are met, who meets those needs, how those needs, they change, they adjust, they grow, but we all, every single individual has specific needs. And so as I talk about making the shift and I talk to parents and I talk to professionals and even children, getting everyone to understand until we make that mental shift, then we're actually putting our thoughts, our teaching, our trainings, our education, our existence in a box, which doesn't serve anyone as well as it should, especially when we're dealing with the lives of others. So I want to encourage everyone to really think, to really make a shift. And Parents and professionals sometimes are in awe at the rapport that I can build quickly with young children, with middle-aged children, middle school children, with high schoolers. They look at me and it's something, it's an unspoken communication that we have, because I enter situations and I meet them where they are, and I realize even before meeting them that they will have a specific need. How will I tap into that need? How will I take their specific need, show them how to embrace that need, get them to see and realize that there is absolutely nothing wrong with having a specific need, as we all do, and then begin to share. They realize I don't mind letting them know that I have specific needs, and I don't want them to really hesitate to let me know that they have specific needs. And when we meet each other on those terms, no matter what age they are, we come to a very comfortable place, and we can make a lot of progress. So from first meeting to watching everyone through the stages of consultation, assessment, intervention, I mean, and as we grow through our programs, because every specific individual gets a specific plan of growth when they deal with me and with the SMART Education Innovation Team. We are a team of professionals that work with everyone on an individual specific basis. And those specifics include everyone involved with them, whether they have a caretaker, whether they have a nanny, their teacher, their their siblings, their relatives who may be living in the home, their parents, their shadow teacher if they have one, their friends, their social life, what they do after school, what they do during school, the friends they have in school, the activities after school. When I talk about putting in place a plan, and the reason that we are so successful is because getting everyone to see the shift is one of the first vital ingredients to a very productive, progressive, happy, fulfilling family education plan for families, and has the most impact in our services, our parents and our youth. So let's share, let's talk about the shift. And as I said, don't feel pressured, because everyone is not going to make the shift at the same time. But believe me, if you stay with us, if you deal with us, if you get to understand and know and meet us at the table and understand that we are all here to make the shift, because each and every time we have to make the shift, get to know you specifically, because we are family focused, we are diverse, we are happy, and we get things done. So I have enjoyed this podcast because it really is something that I feel deeply, and I see that when a person is not able to make a shift, no matter where they are, a professional, a teacher, a paraprofessional, administrator, parent, child, you name it, when you're not able to make the shift, you get stuck. But that's okay. We're here to help you work through the questions and help you get the answers and help you be comfortable as we make that shift. So let's go. Let's do it. Let's be the best team we can be, because it takes a team to make sure that everything's in place for the progress for all of our specific needs. Let's go. Let's make the shift. Come with us. Again, It's a joy. I'm looking forward to it. Let's get to know each other. And that shift is going to be a great thing.